Digital Radio on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, September 5th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. And visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1. And check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. NFL Week 1 2025 kicked off last night with a four-point win by the Eagles against the almighty Cowboys with a weather delay. And join us to rehash a man that had plenty of time last night, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Man, I am so blessed to be here on The Sportscast with you, Santiago. I'm glad to be back here. What a horrible game last night. What a horrible game. Horrible game. Where you want to start?
Okay, well, yeah, we'll have to go and start off. But the start of the game was quite interesting because after the kickoff, right in the first, before the huddle or during the huddle, Jalen Carter got ejected for spitting. As you see on the screen, the podcast listeners can see it. But he spit on Dak Prescott, of all people, from the Dallas Cowboys, and it was ejected. Did not get a minute. Now, what happened there, Ray? I mean, I know you have more experience in the football field.
Okay, so what happened? Actually, Dak spit it first, but Dak actually spit towards the ground. And then the Jalen Carter comes over and like, yo, man, you spit on me. And they're like, wow, what? And so he spit on Dak, which is the most disrespectful thing to do. You know, Dak did spit, but Dak spit towards the ground. Jalen Carter, I mean, right on the number four jersey, folks. Just disgusting. And he is such a huge part of the of that team that, you know, they missed him last night because Philly should have lost last night, man. Philly should have lost that game last night.
So you're saying it could have been higher than 24 points?
Bro. Cowboys gave up that game. Gave up that game.
They had a winnable game.
Javonte Williams scored.
Star of the show. Who would have thought?
Javonte Williams, not only did he score one, but he scored two touchdowns on first and goal. So what did they have? They had Mike Sanders ran a beautiful 50-yarder down the field. And so what did they do? They said, you know what, Mike? We're going to let you have the ball. And what did Mike Sanders do? He fumbled the ball on first and goal and gave the ball right back to the Philadelphia Eagles, man. And I think that's what kind of crushed the momentum. Javonte Williams, 54. Mike Sanders, 53. I mean, dude, what's up, SPG? What's up, Cali? Not only that, CeeDee Lamb dropped some balls. He had a catch that was in his hands. That would have, if he would have caught that ball, they would have won. They would have won that game. They would have won that game. So with the fumble and with the drops, that would cost the game. Because the only thing Philadelphia honestly had, Jalen Hurts didn't air the ball out to AJ or Devontae. You know, all he did was run. And you know, Shaquan didn't even get over 100 yards. I mean, he did get a touchdown, but Jalen Hurts was on fire, dude, with the running game.
He did a lot of running last night.
He did.
Jalen Hurts.
He did. He was actually the number one rusher last night, Jalen Hurts. And honestly, guys, that's what ran. Dallas gave him like so many lanes. Should I go right? Should I go left? The gaps were so huge, he could just run and they could not stop him. They just couldn't stop him.
Yeah, quite impressive game. As Ray said, Hurts had two rushing touchdowns yesterday. No touch push. I didn't see any touch push last night. I went to bed after the delay. I know Ray has more time in his hands.
Shout out to my friends. Some of them are in here. We had a football watch party, and we watched the game. And come on, man, it was just a little bit of thunder, just a little bit. Philly had the momentum, and then they said, "Hey guys, we're gonna delay the game." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" With the fumble and with the momentum. And so, you know, they're all back there eating cold cut sandwiches and, you know, getting bloated. That's why the fourth quarter was a stinker, because all they did was punt the ball back and forth, back and forth. It's horrible.
Which is right. Usually a lot of these teams or players eat food during these weather delays. So quite something. So for Mr. Carter, do you think he'll be okay second game? You think he'll be calm down, even though he said he was calm when he did the spit?
Mr. Carter, so, you know, if you guys don't know, but the NFL has new conduct policies, okay? They're not going for none of that, you know, that crap this year. And so to spit on a man like that is, once again, the most degrading thing that you can do. I think Carter's going to get maybe a 3-game suspension.
Wow, that's a lot.
I think he's going to get a 3. A lot of people say, nah, he's just going to have to pay a fine. I think they're going to teach this guy a lesson that you just can't do that. You just, like, who does that? You know, who does that? That's just like, come on, man. Six minutes into the beginning of the game, 6 minutes,
man,
and you got ejected.
That was, you know, it's funny because last night the Jersey Boys had their show last night. They were talking about that right at the start of the show, so they were kind of surprised things went like that. But hey, football season is back. Now we know.
Yes.
Now know, like, new rules and everything. Anyways, long summer for the 49ers. They traded Deebo Samuel to the Commanders. They got contract extensions for Purdy, a little lower than I thought. George Kittle as well got a contract extension. Fred Warner. But we had some recent news last night. It was last night, I think. Jawan Jennings got an extension last night. $3 million incentives for the wide receiver. Ray, what did you think about this this situation here with the Niners and Jawan Jennings?
You know what, guys? Like I said, I mean, you got to pay the man when they do productive. And let's be honest, Jawan Jennings did better than Deebo. That's why Deebo had to leave. The only concern I have about Jawan Jennings, though, is injuries. That's the only thing. The receivers, and with some of the history of some of the players, We got some problems. You know, CMC's got a calf injury. Jawan Jennings, I mean, they did do a great trade. They went and they got Robinson from the Commanders, which I think is great, because CMC, let's be honest, he's got a calf injury. He's
what did that trade mean to you? Because it was kind of an odd trade. It was kind of like, Fournier's got to
It's insurance. It's insurance.
Insurance policy. Nothing to do with the other Garendo running back, right? Like, what was the deal with that deal, that trade?
Well, all right. Well, let's see. Look, how many running backs did we lose? We lost a lot of running backs when Christian went down. And then another running back. Yeah, I mean, the running back is a very, with the offense that we have, our offense is basically running. You know, CMC is known for getting scrimmage yards, and we need a running back that can catch and that can run. That's something Robinson did when he was out there with the Commanders. We need a guy that can run. We need a powerful back. We need somebody that can catch the ball. We need somebody that can block. You know, we need needs to block too. So it just makes sense, because Christian McCaffrey, folks, he is not 100%. He still is dealing with a calf injury. He was out the whole, like, most of the season last year
until December.
Even when he came back, he got hurt again.
He's nimble.
And then you also got to stand is that these guys are also young. You need a veteran. And that's what they get out of Robinson. They get somebody that's a veteran. They get somebody that, you know, has had a lot of carries and can run. So just in case Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, you know, we need a backup. Otherwise, we're a balanced team. Yes, we can throw the ball, but we also have to run too. And so we got to keep that balance.
Do you think Robinson will get a lot of touches this year?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, hey, once again, guys, Christian McCaffrey is questionable for this next game. There might be a chance he's not even going to start, folks. He might be a game time decision. And the Seahawks, their defense is pretty good.
Pretty good running defense. Well, 49ers. Yeah. So your overall thoughts over the Niners this past offseason, the moves, what is your expectations coming into the season?
Do better than what we did last year. Last year was horrible as a Niner fan, just horrible. Because it's like you have all these, you know, Purdy's got all these wonderful weapons, man. But it really, on paper, I don't care what you have on paper with all these rosters, if the guys can't play, you know, Debo was just a shell of himself last year because they ran him. And I can't believe I heard that Debo's is going to be doing kick returns. He's going to get hurt. He's an older receiver, and I just see him getting hurt. He got hurt when they were running. He was a running back for us and a receiver. He was doing a lot of running, and he got hurt. And I think that's going to happen with the Commanders.
Interesting relationship with the Commanders and Niners, like you and Vet. Don't think that was unintentionally, right?
Dude, he DM'd me, and he was so excited. And I was like, you know what? You can have our sloppy leftovers, man. Good riddance. You know,
we'll take Brian Robinson.
I love Ricky, our receiver that we got. I think
Ricky Purcell got shot a year ago.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yep. And
I think he's going to do well this season. I really do feel it. So
I love when I saw preseason. I think there was a beautiful 50-yard pass that he caught during preseason. I think he's going to compliment Purdy, and you know, and then I mean, we still got Kittle. Kittle's still a beast at tight end,
highest paid tight end right now.
Yes, he is. He deserves it. Puts in the work.
And you know, also in the same division, McBride.
Yes. Yes. Quite
interesting. They're in the NFC West. So, looking at the 49ers, looking optimistic, Ray's optimistic, even though I don't feel it like that way for the Niners, but you're feeling optimistic. I like that. Not like Miami Dolphins or anything like that, but let's stay with the same division. Raiders, Amari Cooper just came a week ago to Las Vegas, retired briefly. I think it was an injury issue. Maybe he wasn't gonna get cut. What are your thoughts over this retirement? All of a sudden, retirement.
He just got millions of dollars, folks. Get in,
he'll be okay.
He'll be all right. You know, injuries.
He's only 31.
You know what, man? Is it sometimes you got to think about it, man? Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? And then
who's worth the squeeze?
And then honestly, when he was going to teams, he actually did really good when he went to certain teams. But the last team that he went to, yeah, it wasn't that great.
The Bills, I don't think I saw him much catch a ball there.
No, he didn't. And so I think, is it really worth, do I want to put my body on the line, or do I just want to just get out while I can, while I'm still, you know, young, and, you know, I'm he still got some millions and probably invest, and, you know, I just move on, you know. It's some
plus
people
love, Vegas. He can invest some money in there, right?
Some people, you know, take, you know, they're okay. They want it like Tua. How many concussions can you get Tua? Before, you know, it's like injuries start making you think, man, because you got to deal with the pain, and you got to deal. You know, we just see them on a screen, but you know, sometimes you got mental pains. Sometimes you doubt your abilities, and it just. You hear people talking about you in the news and stuff, and it gets to you. And sometimes you're like, what am I doing? You know what? I'm just going to get out early. I'm just going to get out.
Get out really early. Out. Invest. Buy some franchises. Yeah. Papa John's or something.
Yeah.
There's
opportunity
out there.
He was – hey, when he came out, he was a great receiver in college. When he first came out, he was a great receiver when he came out. And the injuries take its toll.
Well, Ray, there's still contracts still being dealt with. Last night, Nick Bonitto signed a 4-year, $106 million extension with the Denver Broncos, making him the highest paid defensive player in the Broncos history. Your thoughts over this cat?
Too much money, man. It's too much. Too much. It's too much.
That's sorry. All I'm gonna say.
It's just too much. It's too much. Yeah. He's a good player. I just think it's just too much.
Yeah.
I think they did too much.
They overpaid. Who did a little too much? Micah Parsons going to the Green Bay Packers.
did you hear the story about his mama?
No, is she like the his agent or something?
No, dude, his mama. This is what somebody had told me. So, but look it up. But I heard his mama showed up for the Cowboys game, and nobody told that he was traded to the Packers. So, mama's showing up. So what do you? How do you think about your son being traded to the Packers? What? What you talking about? Your son? He been traded. Now, somebody told me that. I don't know if it's true or not. I think Vet told me that. So somebody please look that up. But if that's true, man, when you get traded, call your mama. Let your mama go. Hey, mama, I've been traded, mama.
He forgot. He did not have her on speed the dial. So, yeah. But the Cowboys get Kenny Clark. Is this a good win? I mean, a good pickup by the Cowboys? Ray?
Nah, dude. He is not Parsons, man. He is not Parsons. Come on. He ain't Parsons.
Defensive tackle. I didn't see him much yesterday, but I'm sure he did okay.
You can even see the Cowboys defense and just the holes. And that's why Jalen was able to do what he could do. That's why Shaquan was, he had a lot of burst and stuff. That's why he was able to do. They were hurt, man. They got to figure out what they're gonna do, because Philly. I don't know, man. That wasn't like just a regular Philly game, because there was no AJ Brown, there was no Devontae. You know, those guys wasn't involved, and Shaquan didn't just he ran hard, but he didn't run like he usually did. They had to kick a lot.
Keep in mind, a lot of these players, this game was like a preseason game because they haven't had much touches in the preseason time.
That is true, but guess what? I don't give a – when you're making millions of dollars and it is showtime, you're on Peacock. Hey, man, I'm paying 17, 20 bucks for
– with no ads.
With no ads. Come on, man. I want to see these guys at their best form. And play. That was like you're right. It did not feel like a professional game last night. It felt like I was watching a preseason game. And I mean, come on, man. Jalen Hurts only threw what did he throw? Like 152. I was like, dude, he was averaging just 6 yards, folks. 6. Yeah, I could at least average at least. I mean, come on, man. He was what, 6? Like, what was his average? Jalen Hurts rushing. What was his pass? They don't show the passing average.
They don't do that on Mr. Google.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at it right now. He averaged 6.6, guys. 6.6. Did Barkley even play? Yeah. Vet's in the chat. What's up, Vet? I mean,
what's up, Vet? He's getting ready for Sunday.
That was a preseason game, man. That was a preseason game. Okay. It was, and then the delay. Oh my God, with the delay, I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, rain, thunder, come on. They better not do that tonight in Brazil.
Okay, now while Vet's here, who do you think will win the NFC East?
It ain't gonna be.
And keep in mind, there's never been a back-to-back NFC champion. And I think 10 years or so.
Who is going to win the NFC East? It ain't going to be the Commanders. Come on, man. Philly, 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 Philly. Fly, Eagles, fly. Come on, man.
There's not many options to choose from. Because I don't think Giants will do it.
Giants, don't make me laugh. Cowboys. And yo, Commanders. Hey, Vet, you better enjoy last year, man. Because last year was special, but. You ain't getting it this year, bro.
JT.
You ain't getting it this year. You ain't getting the
Daniels.
Shit.
Oh, wow. Well, there you have it. We got a little bit of what Ray thought of last night. What's going on with the Niners? He's feeling a little bit optimistic. But we're going to predict what's going to happen this weekend. And it starts tonight. The fun continues tonight. All right. Let's go tonight in Sao Paulo, where the grass is nice. Chiefs versus Chargers. Divisional game. Who do you got there, Mr. Ray?
You know what? Santiago, you have taught me a very, 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 very good lesson since I have met you, my friend. And that is never go up against the Kansas City Chiefs. I got the Chiefs winning in Brazil.
You know, which is our mantra in the sports guys, never bet against Mahomes.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know why. I just see Worthy going off tonight.
What do you think about the Rajee Rice suspension?
He deserves it. Deserves it.
Holy crap.
He deserves it.
All right, Giants at Commanders, vets watching neighbors. I think he'll be back. And, of course, the young sophomore quarterback, Jaden Daniels, who were close to losing against the Giants last year with them. Russ starts in his 200th NFL game. What's going to happen in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, man. Commanders are going to beat the you-know-what out of the Giants, man. I believe in Daniels. Debo, I heard, been doing really good in preseason. And guys, watch out for Akers. Watch out for Akers. I see Akers on first and goal getting some touchdowns. So, yeah, Commanders.
Watch out for the Commanders. Super Bowl run, we'll find out. Bengals have slow starts, but most of their starters started in preseason the way Ray likes it. Burrow, Myles Garrett against the Browns, who has Joe Flacco and Stefanski, the coach who has won the Coach of the Year twice. Who do you have in Cleveland?
I don't know, man. Something about the Bengals. They just – their first slow games, they're slow starts. But not this game. I got the Bengals. I see a lot of Chase and Chase.
Jamar Chase. Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield, shorthanded. They don't have Godwin. The Falcons has Michael Penix starting for the first time. Who do you have in Atlanta?
You know, Penix got to show me a little bit more, man. But Bakerfield showed me last year that he is an elite quarterback. And I got the Bucs. They still got Evans. They still have their tight end, Otten.
Yeah, Kate Otten.
He's really good, and I think I see Otten getting a touchdown. And I got the Bucs. I got the Bucs beating the Falcons.
Miami Dolphins. Tua is healthy for Week One. He usually is. Chan is expected to be back. Indianapolis has Mr. Daniel Jones. And who do you have in Indianapolis? Can Daniel Jones stop the Dolphins, or the Dolphins prevail?
I got the Dolphins winning, man. I got the Dolphins. Got the Dolphins. There you have it. Got the Dolphins.
Steelers at Jets. Aaron Rodgers started visiting his old team, the New York Jets. It's going to be an interesting storyline here. Got Breece, got Justin Fields starting. Also played for the Steelers. Who do you have in the Meadowlands?
You know what, man? I think I see Aaron Rodgers getting a little revenge on the Jets, and I'm going to pick the Steelers to win this. Because Aaron Rodgers is a little salty about the Jets, and I think there's going to be a little bit of payback. So
Aaron Glenn. He should have called him and said, not come back. Not fly him to New York to say no. Okay. Let's go. Your X-Raiders. Ashton Gentry making his debut. Going on against Mike Vrabel, his debut as a Patriots coach. Mm-hmm. Drake May. Who do you have in New England in July?
Let me tell you, man. Bowers, Genty, and Myers.
And Geno.
Raiders.
You know, Jacoby's kind of like salty. Like he wants the trade. Didn't you know that he wants to get out of Vegas?
Sorry. You sign a contract. You stick to your contract. Play and make your money. But I got the Raiders.
Which we'll have to talk about holdouts in another show, because I want to hear your opinion over that. Yeah. The Cardinals. Kyler Murray, he is healthy. He's going up against New Orleans Saints, Spencer Rattler at that little dome in New Orleans. Marvin Harrison Jr., Ray likes him, I heard. And the Saints only have Alante Taylor, the cornerback. Who do you have in New Orleans?
I'm sorry, dude. I watched Rattler last year, and I just think you're going to get another same stuff that you got last year with Rattler. I'm going with the Cardinals because, Marvin Harrison is a beast. Kyle, he's a beast.
McBride.
I got the Cardinals. Got the Cardinals at the Saints.
I think the Cardinals are going to win that division.
Yes, I agree. Yep,
agree. Interesting. Panthers at the Jaguars. Classic South game. Carolina seeks pass rush spark. Jags aim to revive run game. A lot of weapons. We'll see Travis Hunter as a wide receiver, apparently. May have a quarterback back at here and there. Who do you have in Jacksonville? Humidity.
You know what? You know what, man? I'm going to have to go with my home state, Carolina Panthers. And the reason why is because they got a guy named Chubba. And I think the Chubb is going to go off, and they're not going to stop him. And I don't know, man. I'm just not – the Jags is the Jags. There was once upon a time I was you know, I liked them, but, yeah, I can't. Panthers.
Travis Hunter, should he play one position or can he play two?
No, man. If that man can receive and he can play cornerback, let him. That man's got talent. There's a reason why he won. You know, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. There's a reason why he was number one. He's a superstar. Let that man play both. Let him play.
Niners had a 6-11 season last season. They're going up against Seattle. New quarterback, new coach. Kittle, Purcell, we'll see that duo spark up. What's going to happen in Seattle at the, what's it called, that stadium? The Lumen Field. That's right.
Wolfman.
Tough place to win. I'm not sure what's Niners' record there, but who do you have in Seattle?
Come on, man. I'm the Niner forever, the faithful. Dude, let me tell you something. I don't care if they got Sam Macdonald, dude. Our defense, we going to shove Sam Macdonald's head right into the ground. I got the Niners because you know what? If CMC don't go, thank you, Commanders, for letting us have Robinson. I got Robinson. You know, we got Kittles, 49ers.
Another 49ers. Rookie quarterback, Cam Ward, starting for Tennessee. He's going up against the Broncos, who are saying they might win the AFC West. But as Ray said, don't bet against the Chiefs. Who do you have in Denver? Tough place to play, altitude, everything else.
You know, Cam, I got to see a little bit more from Cam. But I saw a lot from Bo Nix, and I believe in Bo Nix. They went and they paid Sutton some money. He got paid finally. Easy. And I like the Broncos, man. Something about Bo Nix, man. I think he's going to be a special elite quarterback.
Watch I got the Broncos. Nicks. I trust them more than Herbert. I'm not sure why I'm saying that.
And ooh.
Detroit Lions at the Packers. It will be Micah Parsons' debut for Green Bay. Lions lost their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. NFC North showdown. Who do you have in Lambeau?
Man, Lions are my Super Bowl winners this year, folks.
No way.
Yes.
Stop it.
Lions are my Super Bowl winners. Come on, Goff.
Big Commanders in the championship game. That's what's going to happen.
Come on, man. Lions. You got Revenge. LaPorta. You got Gibbs. You got Montgomery. You got Williamson. You got St. Brown. You got everything going for you. And you got the fans are behind you. Come on, Lions. You got the Detroit Lions beating the Packers.
Houston Texans has no Joe Mixon, but they do have a gentleman named Nick Chubb going up against the LA Rams.
They got
with Matt
Stafford
with a bad back. He had to get an injection. He's playing. Who do you have in SoFi?
I got to go with the Texans because the Rams quarterback is not 100%. Texans, man, they got Nico. They got the Chubb. They got CJ Stroud, man. I love CJ Stroud, man. And I got the Texans beating the Rams.
AFC Championship game repeat of last year. Lamar's mantra, protect the ball. After a few months ago, Bills looking good. Josh Allen wants to win a Super Bowl. Probably the number two, number three best teams in the AFC. Who do you have in Buffalo? They don't have their new stadium yet, but.
This is gonna be a game, but man, come on, man. Sunday night Ravens. Football. I know. I got Ravens though, man. Come on, they got Jackson, they got Henry, Flowers. They got Zay Flowers, they got Likely, they got
Mark Andrews,
they got Hill, they got Mark Andrews. Ravens got the weapons, and all I see is just Josh Allen running. Now they do have a running back too. Their running back is good.
Who got paid?
He got paid. But I just think when running backs get paid,
they don't perform.
They don't perform. And I just feel Josh Allen, man, he's gonna be running all over the field. And yeah.
And they got Gabe Davis back, Ray.
Yeah, they do, but Ravens just like they're like a Lamborghini, man. It's like a Lamborghini going up against a Tesla. And I'm sorry, I got the Lamborghini.
And they got Joey Bosa too.
FYI. Yeah.
Someone you're very familiar with. Monday Night Football, Vikings at the Chicago Bears. Vikings, of course, with their JJ McCarthy. I didn't say rookie, but it's not really a rookie season for him. His debut. And of course, Minnesota looking good. A lot of weapons. Bears, Cam Williams. What's going to happen? Caleb Williams, what's going to happen in Chicago? It might be cold that night. Who knows?
It is going to be. It's going to be a cold, windy night, man. But I'm gonna have to go with the Vikings because the Vikings, you know, they got TJ Hockenson. They got Jefferson. They got a good team. And I think JJ is going to do okay. I'm just not sold on Caleb Williams, man. I'm not. He really – I don't know. I'm just not sold on him. I don't think he's – I don't know.
How about Colson Loveland?
You know what? I think Colson's gonna be okay. But that's all on Williams, though. I think Williams will probably be throwing some dunks to Colson, but I don't know. I think the running game is also they're not gonna be able to stop the Vikings running game.
Be quite something. What a heck of a first week. In week one in the NFL. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about Niners' chances to win?
I am Ray3473 on all my socials, X, Threads, and Twitch. And slid in my DMs. Ask me anything.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Instagram and X. We'll be live tweeting throughout. This weekend, pretty excited. And we'll talk more about Niners next week, Ray, and talk about how they did week one. If they win in Seattle, that's a good mark.
That is good, man. That's going to be, it's going to be a tough game. I'm really worried because I'm really worried about CMC. Really worried about
CMC. That's the guy. But hey, yeah. And Ricky Purcell, so, and Brian Robinson Jr. Well, there you have it. This was your update.